This is KUNM. I'm Chris Boros. Public Television's Antiques Roadshow visits the Albuquerque Convention Center tomorrow as part of an eight-city summer tour. The show appraises antiques from locals who are hoping to cash in on their prized possessions. Marsha Bemko is the show's executive producer. She says the program has visited New Mexico on multiple occasions.
Albuquerque has the distinction of being a three-timer because most cities now, we may be stopping at some for a second time, but this is our third time. We were here in 1996, 2002, so you're overdue for a visit, and here we are 12 years later.
So why do you think Albuquerque keeps popping up on your radar?
You're a great city.
What do you remember the most about the last time you were here?
Oh, great question, because one of the best appraisals we ever taped happened here in Albuquerque in 2002. Lark Mason, one of our experts on Asian arts, taped a Tang Dynasty lion that we appraised at the time for $150,000 to $250,000. He gives us a great history on where this lion came from, but what impresses me the most about it is Lark is so passionate. He's lived in China. He just loves this area. He actually cries a little bit because he's waited decades to see an object like that. That's an appraisal that I talk about wherever I am, not just here. And by the way, I'm hoping on Saturday somebody else does that.
I was just going to ask you if you're hoping that we get – maybe we'll get them to weep this time.
I'm really hoping for that. Bring me your tears, please.
So what do you hope that you see this time around?
I collect stories. I'm a story collector. I think we'll see great Western objects, Native American objects. And I'm sure we'll see those kinds of things because things tend to stay in the region in which they were created. Hmm. But who knows? That's the fun of reality roadshow. No idea.
When you go to a city, do you ever have an idea in your mind like, we want to see this specific item? And do you ever seek out somebody who might have it?
We don't. We are a real, honest reality show. The only thing we do in advance of a city is we ask people to mail us photos of their furniture so we can move 8 to 10 pieces for them. But then there's a selfish reason. Doesn't it look pretty on our set?
You know, you're also going to be going out into the community as well while you're here. Where are you going and what do you hope to accomplish with that?
Okay, what we try to do is we're going to make 3 episodes of television from here. And we want to anchor each episode with a field segment that gives us a sense of place. So we are going to the International Folk Art Museum where we'll look at traditional Mexican furniture. We're also going to the Albuquerque International Balloon Museum. And we will look at Zeppelins, and then we're also going to the Albuquerque Museum, and we'll look at Taos artists, and with a focus on Blumenschein.
The show is sort of a combination of history lesson, treasure hunt, reality TV, almost like a money grab as well, because look, the people want to make some money off these items. How do you see it?
See, I see it as history lessons, learning about antiques, but here's the one thing I know that's so counterintuitive. No matter what it's worth, no matter what they're told on Antiques Roadshow, people do not sell their objects. Counterintuitive, because if you owned that Frank Lloyd Wright drawings, you'd want to sell it, but it wasn't your grandmother who talked to Frank Lloyd Wright.
Right.
And we see a lot of inherited things. I can tell you handfuls of stories where people sell their objects, but no matter what it's worth, they usually don't.
I was going to ask you, what do you do with a person who comes in and they hit it big, you know, like mm-hmm. the Dynasty line,
right.
$200,000. Mm-hmm. Do you help them find someone who wants to buy it? Do you help them get in touch with somebody at an auction? Can one of the appraisers make a bid?
Not that day.
Okay.
We're appraising, and it's unethical to even talk about buying or selling. We don't allow it on Saturday. We also have plainclothes and uniformed police at every event. And you are walked out to your car if you have an object like that so that we know you and your object have left the convention center safely.
Speaking of the convention center happening here in Albuquerque, people can't go. The tickets are gone.
That's what happens. We ticketed in the beginning. We ask people to register for tickets because we know otherwise they'll line up. And by the way, in this city, 14,070 people registered for the 3,000 pairs of tickets we gave out. Now, unless you know one of those 3,000 people, you cannot come on down.
Marsha, how much do you think I can get for this microphone?
You know, I bet you that thing's worth a lot of money. I bet you know what you could get for that microphone more than I know what I can get for that.
I'm going to bring it with me on Saturday, then.
And you know what? Somebody there will know.
Marsha Bemko is the executive producer for the Antiques Roadshow. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Antiques Roadshow is taping tomorrow in Albuquerque for three episodes. Next year, I'm Chris Boros, and this is KUNM.